May I never lose the wonder, the wonder of the cross. May I see it like the first time, standing as a sinner lost, undone by mercy and left speechless, watching wide-eyed at the cost. May I never lose the wonder of the cross. May I never lose the wonder of the cross. May I see it like the first time, standing as a sinner lost, undone by mercy and left speechless, watching wide-eyed at the cross. May I never lose the wonder.
Wonder of the cross. We ask, how could he love us so much? What Christ did for us there leaves us in awe and almost speechless. In 1 John chapter 3, the Bible says that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin, the perfect Lamb. Our names were graven on his hands and written on his heart. He could see your face and my face in his last look at the crowd, and yet he still held us above all and gave his all. It was the only way, God's plan to redeem us, all of us. What an awesome, wonderful sacrifice. May we never lose the wonder of the cross. Can you imagine being there on that Palm Sunday and the crowds straining to see this Messiah, the Savior? Those going ahead and those following shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Even as Jesus makes his triumphant entrance, crowds ascend to the holy city to celebrate Passover. As they near the holy temple, they lift their hands in praise, and with joy they sing. Let's stand and sing together with joy. Hosanna, and praise for our Lord and Savior.
Let's stand.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, heart.
With us. You may be seated.
Now, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
With you, you have saved us.
we rejoice in this great salvation because we know how lost we were, and we know what that salvation cost you. Your life for ours, your cross for our freedom. What can we possibly say? How can we understand? Where else can we go?
To the cross, to the
our sins are gone. That's something we could have never accomplished on our own. Jesus, you are the living Word who is in the beginning with the Father. It took nothing less than sacrifice of your own life to break the chains that bound us. You humbled yourself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
Okay.